Hello, I'm Jim Gravillo with WXEY Radio, 101.7 FM, Kane, Pennsylvania, Kane Community Radio Association. And with me today, I have Matt Boyer. We're going to talk a little bit about Ludlow Days, which is today and tomorrow at Wildcat Park. Matt, nice to welcome you.
Thank you, Jim.
So Matt is on the Ludlow Community Association, which actually organizes Ludlow Days, I believe. And also, you're the chairman of the Ludlow Historical Society.
Yes, I am.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on today.
Well, it's an amazing story behind Ludlow Days. It's a great event for all ages to come out and be able to have a little bit of fun. We have events for children. We have a lot of bands lined up for the adults. We have a hot air balloon, hopefully both days, depending about weather tomorrow. But I know for sure that we'll have the balloon today. Cornhole tournament, horseshoe tournaments, all kinds of great stuff going on there.
Not to mention great things to eat. I know the Ludlow Volunteer Fire Department's having a chicken barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the other foods?
Well, pretty much anything that you could think of at a festival. We have all types of different vendors coming in food-wise and also for our craft vendors. So far, I've been told this morning's number is that we have over 50 vendors, which about 15 of them are different food vendors. We have the Lions Club selling their cotton candy, popcorn, and snow cones. We have kettle corn coming in, and I know everybody loves a good bag of kettle corn. I know I do. And much, much more.
I know that Ludlow, being the community that it has been for so many years, I'm sure we're going to see some great Swedish foods, probably.
No doubt. No doubt. Especially because this year is Ludlow's 150th birthday. We are celebrating its sesquicentennial at Ludlow Days this year.
Well, that's fantastic. I know I played ball back in the 70s and 80s in Ludlow. How long has that ballpark been there?
Well, that ballpark has been there since 1922. So we will be celebrating its 100 years next year, though the park itself wasn't founded until 1925.
And, of course, famously known as the home of the Ludlow Wildcats.
You know it.
Today, give us a rundown of today, please.
Well, today we start off the events at 10:45 with our opening ceremony. Then we are supposed to have the Fireman's Battle of the Barrel of the Ludlow Fire Department at 11. Also at 11 until 1 will be on the around the stage area, Toucan Jam. Cornhole tournament starting at noon. Brianna Blankenship and Dan Roch from 1 to 4 singing up on the stage. Then from 4 to 7 we have Dark Water Duo. From 6 to 9 we'll have the Hot Air Balloon Rides. 7 to 10 will be the band Counterfeit. And then at 10 p.m. is the famous fireworks show of Ludlow Days.
I hear it's going to be bigger than it has been in quite some time.
50 years since the centennial, and that has always been the great part with Ludlow Days. Everybody always comes out to see the terrific fireworks show we put on.
That sure ends a spectacular day, and it has for so many years. The first Ludlow Days was in
1934.
Fantastic. How about tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow we start off at 10:30 with a church service, which is going to be celebrated by Pastor Flieger of the Moriah Lutheran Church and Reverend Al Hammer, who is the executive director of Olmsted Manor. They'll be doing a joint service there at 10:30. At 11 a.m. until noon will be the band By the Jordan. 1 to 2 will be the singer Randy Adrano. From 12 until 3, we have a old-time car show that will hopefully be happening, once again, depending on weather tomorrow. We have a horseshoe tournament also happening at noon. From 1 until 2, we have Jerry Melvin Cole. 2 to 5 is the famous Billy and the Neptunes. 5 to 7 is Time Warp. And then again, 6 to 9, hot air balloon rides, depending on weather.
Well, that's two packed, fun-filled days. Certainly a family event.
It is, and we got even more out there that I don't even can all list right now.
All right, Matt, well, I'm going to let you go because I know you have a big day planned, and I'm sure our listeners are anxious to jump in their cars and get to Ludlow.
Come on down. The gate opens at 10 both days. Spend the entire day there and have lots of fun.
All right. For Matt Boyer, I'm Jim Gravillo, WXEY Radio 101.7 FM.